The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Hallo Brighton Paulse meneer, hoe gaan het vanmiddag?
Hallo Rob, is lekker mee in Gauteng te wees.
Have you up, dude?
Yeah, thanks man.
We are on Jacaranda FM and we are busy having a braai. I've never done this before, braai on the radio.
It's kind of a vibe, eh?
I mean, you can hear that fire.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, on to see it. It's barbecue versus braai day today. A couple of weeks ago, we chatted to a gentleman called Braai Boy, who about a decade ago quit his day job and has braaied every single day since then. And he came along and he said, well, they started a new barbecue club in... Barbecue is the actual greatest thing and braai is nie so goed nie. Yeah. En hulle het gesê, ons moet toets. So hier sit ons vandag. What goes on a Brighton Paulse braai?
Yeah, obviously, scalp choppies, the first thing, and then some boerewors, and then some chicken wings,
yes,
and then salad.
Do you care about that?
That's what I've been asking. Yeah, no salad.
Do you care about the sides?
No, I don't really care about the sides. I mean, being a farm boy too, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's just meat and meat.
Vlees and vlees, that's right. Are you, because I wanted to ask this, I forgot to ask it yesterday, are you a, like... pink soft lammy person, or are you a crunchy lamb chop person?
I would say pink soft lammy.
Oh, well, then I feel like I've overcooked some of these lamb chops already.
No, I actually like overcooking.
As you're gelukkig hier op die oomblik. We are literally braaiing while we do a radio show, which is something I've never done before, and I didn't even know it was possible. But if this takes off,
who knows?
You can expect the braai with Robin Ross to be everywhere sooner rather than later. We're hanging out at the moment, so it's obviously das baie rugby op die gang op die oomblik. Hoe voel jy oor die bulle hierdie naweek? Ek moet vra.
Ja, I mean, at the stormer, is ons allemaal achter die bulle hierdie week.
Ja.
Dit is groot, dit is absoluut groot vir Afrika en vir die URC. So, bulle is by die huis. Hulle het 'n bietjie beserings, wat nie lekker is.
Ja,
nie.
Dit
is een groot terugslag. I mean, if you lose Kanan, if you lose Kirtley, if you lose maybe Harold, it's a big chunk of the team who's done so well for them.
Ja, en niemand wil na die besige kant van die seisoen kom.
Ja.
And to like not be able to put your best team on this field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, as South Africans, we always we thrive when we have adversity. And I think because the team are going to miss those boys, the guys coming in will be eager to fight for their team. And I think the Bulls, they've been so consistent. And I think that's why you need a squad as well when you do play in a competition like that.
Yeah, absolutely true. Do you think, looking at how much rugby is played at the moment... Do you think you would have enjoyed it compared to your time?
No. It's quite a lot, Rob. It's quite a lot because these guys are professionals that we've seen the last couple of years. To keep your form, to keep the momentum at the highest level all the time, it's not easy. That's why, obviously, if you compare it to football, it's easier because you just have to run all the time.
Yeah.
You get tired from running, but rugby, it's a physical sport. So at times, players, they're not machines, they will break down.
Yeah.
And that's why I think at times, unfortunately, when these physical collisions happen, that players do get injured.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's going to be so nice to have the Leinster boys in town and a home semi-final for a change. I mean, I know the chances are low we're going to end up with a home final, but it exists. Going to be hopeful about that.
Anything is possible in sport. We've seen it over the last couple of years, in World Cups, in lots of competitions. So the Bulls, I mean, at Loftus, and that's why, we need to fill up Loftus. People need to come and support the team.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that a lot of my Stormers friends, Sharks friends, Lions friends, we all are going to shout for the Bulls and go boss.
Yeah,
you'll tomorrow. It should be a vibe. It, those guys, when they run out, they must be scared of the blue bull.
Yeah, we even got word, got a message from Jake White telling us, listen, we want the crowd. We want everyone behind it. We want to absolutely hashtag fill up at the moment. So that is the goal this weekend. The Bulls came through with a Father's Day special for us as well. So if you buy 3 tickets, you get your 4th one absolutely for free. They're only $50 at the moment. You can get them at bulls.ticketpros.co.za. Thank you for joining us, by the way, at our little Jacaranda FM braai this afternoon. It's you and me and Brighton Paulse. We are hanging out. Ek het 'n paar vrae wat ingekom het van die WhatsApp lyn. Kan ons skiet?
Natuurlik, Rob.
Okay. A couple of them here. Where did the flick flack come from?
I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
In the Kobokoveld. Not many people, I think, up here will know where it is. There's a town series. We're just close to that. And as farm boys, after school, we got a rugby ball, we played. And all of us could literally do the Bola Makisi.
Yeah.
All of us. And Rob, when I played my first game for the Springboks, I scored my third try, and it was just so emotional. It was just a surreal moment with myself.
Because you got a hat trick on debut.
Absolutely.
In Port Elizabeth.
I got my hat trick and I was so overwhelmed and I'm like, I got to do something. And it took me back to the farm days. And I just went for this Bola Makisi and flick flack and yeah, and it stuck with me.
Had it ooit sleg gegaan? Did you ever fail to land one?
No, thankfully not. Eh? But I tell you what, when the people sometimes got me, you know, in malls or airports, especially the older generation would always tell me, Brady, you must open my Bola Makisi, and your neck break my sien.
I must admit, yeah, you see football players and stuff doing it, and I'm going, if I'm the coach and you do an ankle doing that, I'm going to be so angry with you.
But I mean, professional sportsmen will know when you're in that moment, Rob, doesn't matter how sore or tired you are, when the adrenaline kicks in, whether it's in the 79th minute or 81st minute, you can do it. And I promise you, I was at times bloody tired. But when something good happens, I do it.
The adrenaline is
there. Yeah, you create that kracht van iwers. Yeah. Ik weet niet waar nie, maar dis ongelooflijk.
Jacques sent us a message, and I think it's very cheeky, so I'm definitely going to ask it. If you were in Rossi's job, right, and the Irish are coming up, who are you picking on the wing? Are you picking Cheslin, or are you picking peak Brighton Pulser?
Man, Robbie, that's an unfair question, eh?
I know it
but
is.
You know what?
It?
You know what? I'll give it to Cheslin. I mean, what is done? What is done? You know, I've been fighting for, I call it the little men's club.
Yeah.
I've been fighting for years to tell the guys that, guys, little men will do a difference. They will make magic. Yeah. Just give them an opportunity.
And
here, Rossi, my old teammate, came along and he gave them opportunity. Look at Curtly Aronson. Look at Cheslin Colby. I mean, these guys are superstars. And if they get the ball, the forwards go, oh no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeltsin.
So Cheslin is absolutely, he's a legendary wing at the moment. And what he's done, even, and what Curtly's still going to do for us and for the Bulls is absolutely, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, South Africa's spoilt at the moment for really, really good quality players. You brought so van Rossi. I mean, he was, you know, of the era when you were playing, he was still on the field. Are you sort of surprised to see his journey as a coach and where he is now and how everything's going?
I'm actually not. When we played with Rossi, he was already ahead of the game. Rossi was the one who were analyzing teams, who were always looking at different ways of innovating. And you must remember, taking you back, the Springboks back in the day were always a conservative team.
Yeah.
And Rossi was one of the guys who wanted to change the narrative. I was also, to a certain extent, I wanted to run the ball. I didn't want to chase balls all day.
Yeah.
Like we used to do it. And now, what you can see is that, you know, when the guys do counter-checking or where there's broken play, the guys with the good feet, the magic feet, they do have a go. And it's so beautiful to see. So at the moment, there's a nice blend of robust and also magical players. And I think that is what makes this Springbok team so exciting.
Ja, ek stem heeltemal saam. En hulle beplanning, man. Hulle dink al klaar. Jy weet, hierdie eerste toetse wat nou kom teen Ierland, they're not just, oh, well, the Springboks have to have a certain number of fixtures every year. They're already looking at the next World Cup.
I tell you, you know, what people obviously seen from Rossi and his team is that those guys, they know the detail. They know every detail. And they make sure that every player also knows the detail. So when you play in a team, you need to be on your game all the time. You know, I mean, if you don't know what's coming or you don't know the move, you can actually, you know, make the team look bad. And I tell you what, for whatever reason, these generation of players got it right sometimes to know every detail and to get the best out of their team, even though things look lost. We saw in the World Cup with all the one-pointers how they always find a way when it looked lost. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's ongelooflik op die oomblik. Listen, Brayden Pulse is hanging out with us this afternoon. We're getting to the business end of our Braai versus Barbecue Challenge. All of the videos will be up on the social medias as well. We have a professional barbecue smoking team on their way to a world championship versus me in Brighton in a scarp choppy.
Scarp choppy.
You're going to be the final decider, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to be a little sad if it turns out barbecue's better than braai.
Let's see. Let's wait and see.
Jy gaan eerlik wees, nee?
Ek gaan eerlik wees, absoluut. Ek wil vanaf sê, braai boy met sy rooi outfit. Ek wil van die outfit. Kan jy imagine as al baie van die mense blow outfit het van die outfit het van die dag we love this. Wow.
All of the videos will be up at jackaranda.fm.com. Go and check it out. We're going to find out officially after the news what's better, a barbecue or a braai. It is the business end of barbecue versus braai day today. Let me get the right music out here as well. We're still hanging out with Brayden Pulser. Meneer, is jy reg om te bietjie te proe?
Ek is altyd reg, ja.
So here's the challenge, right? A couple of weeks ago, we had Briboy on the phone on the show, and he said they were taking the South African team for the first time. They're going to Germany to the World Barbecue Championships, and they've built their own smokers and all that kind of stuff. And the big claim was made that barbecue might be better than braai. And that is a sacrilegious, nonsense, evil statement to be made in the Republic of South Africa. We should make a law against it. It should never be allowed. Yet here we are. So Brayton is going to be the arbiter this afternoon. I did a very basic Rob Forbes special. Some lamb chops. Lots of olive oil. Lots of salts. Lots of rosemary. Brayton is a lamb chops fan. Maar ons moet bietjie hoor of het eintlik beter gaan wees. Is jy reg, meneer?
Ek is reg. Ek kan nie wag nie.
The fate of the braai industry in this country depends
no,
on you,
Brayton. No, not at all. Not at all. You said I gotta be honest, right?
Ja. Ek moet net hoor, does it live up to the hype? Because there's some pork belly over there. Yeah. Ek dink begin met die pork belly. Wat
denk jy? Hier is die pork belly, reg?
Ja.
Okay.
Oh, it looks really good too. This is the disappointing thing. No, don't make noises like that, Brayton.
You.
Huh?
She's flipping lekker.
Ach, nee, man.
Mm. Sure. Hierdie ding sak soms so, you weet, op jou tong en jou tanden.
Woof.
Mm. Again, am I allowed to go for the...
You're allowed to try ribs, sir. They ribs? Look really, really good.
They're cool.
The thing is, Oaks have been barbecuing these things for hours and hours and hours and hours and...
Mmm, yum. Mmm, braai boy. Mmm.
Normally you don't put someone with food in their mouth and a microphone loudly on the radio, but I'm making sure that you get every moment of this in your car at the moment, because Brayton looks like a happy man.
Wow. Okay, Rob, now for the moment of
the moment of truth. The Rob Forbes bride lamb chop old school way surely is going to win the South.
Let's see.
Let me not let the entire country of South Africa down. Brayton Paulsen, sê vir my eerlik. Sê vir my eerlik.
Dis flippin' lekker. Maar.
I hear a butt coming. Maar, don't do it to me.
Robbie, jy weet ek like jou kwaai, bro. Maar die flippin' ribs. Ongelooflik. Mm.
Barbecue is the one. Braaiboy, congratulations.
Baie geluk, Braaiboy.
Listen, we're very proud of you guys. Enjoy
ben
yourselves
Jackals,
going off. Jackals, yay, work. Grab a microphone there, boys. Would someone just pass one over there for a second? Are you feeling good about yourself?
Ach, not really, because I knew it was going to happen. So it's just another day. Another day at the office. No, of course. It was a tall order. The name is Briboy. Both Jackals and I love braaiing. It's just barbecue is next level braaiing. It's not a difference. And that's the important thing. Barbecue is not against braaiing. It's just a different form of braaiing.
Well, there you go. What we're going to do is I will make sure, under pain of death, that this man gives us some absolute top barbecue and smoking tips. We'll go and put them up on the social medias for you as well. Guys, good luck at the competition.
Thank you. And if I can give a shout out to SAFSMA, SAFSMA.co.za, go
there
check it out there, guys.
That
and
is their organization.
Join the barbecue vibe.
My friends, thank you so much for coming. Meneer Paulsen, ons waardeer vir jou.
Dankie, Rob. Dankie julle.
Baie dankie dat jy deel kom het vandag. Thank you for ruining my braai aspirations. I appreciate all of you a little less.